Welcome to the Retail Economics Podcast, the hub of unique, independent, and illuminating insights on all things consumer and retail.
Welcome to the Retail Roundup, your weekly briefing from Retail Economics. It's designed to accumulate the latest key updates related to the fast-paced UK retail industry. My co-host and I will cover the latest top-line updates from the past week. Starting off with results in the food and grocery sector, Co-op's food business saw underlying operating profit rise by 11% to £154 million in the year to March 2023, despite a slight drop in overall food revenue to £7.3 billion, affected by the sale of its petrol business to Asda. Excluding this sale, revenue increased by 4.3%. The group also experienced a surge in online sales to £311 million. Sainsbury's announced its low everyday prices to offer market low prices on over 1,000 brands, including PG Tips, Quaker Oats, Sensodyne, and Surf, replacing its price lock scheme. And Waitrose reduced prices on over 200 items by an average 7%. This marks the supermarket's fifth price cut since February 2023, totaling over £135 million invested to help customers during the cost of living crisis.
Also in grocery news, Nespresso relaunched its Westfield Stratford boutique, spanning a 1,000 square foot space and featuring interactive areas, coffee as an art classes, and a taste and discover section for home recipes. Morrisons announced the extension of its quiet hours to weekdays between 2 and 3pm across all its stores, offering a calmer shopping experience for autistic shoppers by dimming lights and reducing noise. Morrisons also announced plans to install thousands of AI cameras with Seattle-based Focal systems across its UK stores by the end of the year to boost availability and increase staff efficiency. The cameras provide real-time on-shelf data, directing staff to low-stock areas. And Ocado Group's chair, Rick Haythornthwaite, is set to leave his position next year due to heightened duties at NatWest Group, with a replacement yet to be announced.
In clothing and footwear news, Shein's 2023 profits hit £1.6 billion with a gross merchandise value of £36 billion, outpacing rivals like H&M and Primark. Valued at up to £49 billion, Shein is considering a US or UK listing. Next partnered with Myntra on a franchise agreement to launch Next in India across stores and online. This agreement will see up to 10 Next stores opening in cities, alongside a significant online presence on Myntra, leveraging Myntra's distribution network for its range of clothing. Secret Sales expanded its European footprint by acquiring the German discount platform Dress for Less. This move is part of Secret Sales' strategy to establish itself as a leading discount retailer. Mytheresa announced its interest in acquiring the unprofitable Yoox Net-a-Porter from Richemont, with private equity firms Bain Capital and Permira also in the mix. The sale process, managed by Goldman Sachs, follows the collapse of a previous agreement with Farfetch due to its financial difficulties.
Co-founder Julian Dunkerton confirmed he does not intend to make a takeover bid for Superdry, although he remains dedicated to the company and is thinking about an equity raise. The brand has expanded its funding facility by £20 million. It reflects a consensus that the bid would not align with the company's recovery and cost-saving strategies. Doc Martin's shareholder Marathon Partners Equity Management is reportedly urging the company to initiate a strategic review and consider hiring bankers, possibly leading to a sale. According to a letter viewed by Reuters, the investment firm highlights concerns over halted earnings growth and a significant 83% decline in share price since 2021, suggesting a disconnect between the company's market valuation and its true worth. Moss is piloting virtual try-on tool Xyla on its website, in partnership with Anthropic's technology. It allows shoppers to visualize outfits by uploading a headshot and sizing information. Zara is expanding its Liverpool One flagship store to 42,000 square feet, offering more menswear, womenswear, and kidswear. The revamp includes new in-store technologies and aligns with Inditex's strategy of larger flagship stores. This increases the total trading footprint of Inditex-owned brands at Liverpool One to 68,000 square feet, alongside Bershka, Stradivarius, and Pull & Bear.
Rixo debuted its largest shop-in-shop at Selfridges in London. The pop-up showcases Rixo's latest collections, including clothes, accessories, footwear, a pre-loved collection, and exclusive items only found at Selfridges. Adenola appointed former Gymshark CCO Niran Chana as its new chief executive, starting in June and taking over from founder Hiram Cook. Cook will transition to a creative position, collaborating with Chana on the brand's push for international expansion. Fatface revamped its leadership team following its acquisition by Next. COO Mark Wright will leave, with his duties redistributed among existing and new board members. Joe Wilson and Karen Johnston were promoted to People Director and Stores Director, respectively. Former Marketing and Brand Communications Director Keely Stocker will now oversee Digital and Customer Services as the Marketing and E-commerce Director.
In Health and Beauty news, Boots reported a 5.9% increase in retail sales in the quarter ending in February, achieving its 12th consecutive quarter of market share growth. In-store sales grew by 4.5%, with airport stores seeing double-digit increases, partly due to a new store at Luton and refurbishments at Gatwick and Manchester. Online sales jumped by 16.8%, driven by strong demand for beauty and personal care products on Boots.com and its app. Superdrug announced that it will cover the VAT on its Soleil sun care range for another year, offering a 20% discount to represent a £1 million investment. Superdrug's initiative stems from its belief that sun care should be classified as a healthcare necessity, not merely a cosmetic item.
And in DIY and gardening news, Topstyles reported a downturn in sales and profit, attributing the decline to a weaker market. Over the weeks to the 30th of March, the retailer experienced a 5.9% year-on-year decrease in total group sales to £122.6 million, compared to a record revenue performance in 2023. Like-for-like sales fell by 11.3% in the second quarter due to reduced footfall and volume. Wilko launched Wilko Hire, an online tools and equipment rental service aimed at customers and DIY enthusiasts. Customers can rent items by visiting wilkotoolhire.com, choosing what they need, and specifying rental dates. The tools are delivered to the customer's address and collected after use.
And lastly, let's look at department stores and specialists. Japanese retailer Muji filed for administration, with a pre-pack deal reportedly underway. Muji reassured customers and employees that all stores and online operations will continue. The retailer's accounts are overdue by 7 months, with its last published accounts showing a £15 million loss for the year to August 2021 due to lockdown measures. Pets at Home secured a multi-year partnership with media and entertainment group Global, including a primetime sponsorship on Heart Radio. The pet specialist will sponsor Heart Drive, airing on weekdays from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Messaging during the sponsorship aims to offer listeners advice and inspiration for their pet needs, along with opportunities to share stories about their furry companions. And Westminster City Council approved redevelopment plans for the former Fenwick store on New Bond Street, London, sold to Lazari investors for £430 million. The project will transform and partly demolish the site, increasing office space significantly while reducing retail area, reshaping the historic location into a modern mixed-use space.
News in this category also included Smithson closing its New Bond Street store along with several other locations to reduce costs amidst economic uncertainty in the luxury goods market. The retailer has seen declines in profits and sales since the pandemic, particularly in travel-related locations, but managed to narrow pre-tax losses to £7.3 million in the year ending in April 2023, compared to £8.5 million the previous year. The White Company apologized to customers for delays in online orders due to disruptions caused by the relocation to a new warehouse. Chief Executive Mary Homer acknowledged the issue on social media, stating that the transition to the new distribution center did not proceed as smoothly as anticipated, resulting in delivery delays for some customers. And the original factory shop is offering a 10% discount to customers over 60 on the first Wednesday of each month. The initiative aims to support older customers facing financial difficulties.
Elsewhere, the Range announced plans to fit its warehouses with solar panels to cut its carbon footprint and buffer against energy price volatility. In collaboration with InRange, the project aims to use generated power on site, with surplus energy supporting other sites or sold off. This eco-friendly move, also involving Wilko stores, could reduce their electricity expenses by at least 25%. And finally, Frasers Group promoted David Almudalal, the boyfriend of Mike Ashley's daughter Matilda, to the board, making Almudalal one of the youngest FTSE company directors at the age of 31. Almudalal's career path within Frasers showcases his rise from talent head at Sports Direct to his current executive role.
That's all for this week's news update. You've been listening to the Retail Roundup, your weekly briefing from Retail Economics. Let us know what you thought by posting a review or rating on your podcast platform. If you enjoyed this show, remember to follow us and tune in again next Monday for the latest updates. Sign up for more insight, including reports and thought leadership on all things retail and consumer at retaileconomics.co.uk. Thanks for listening.